It's a such an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisavo, such a jam-packed Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very practical and real way. The Torah starts off in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Aleph. V'hayel ki savo el ha'aretz asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha nachalav yirishtav yashafta bo. And it will be when you come into the land that Hashem has given you, and He gives you as an inheritance and possession. V'lakachto mireishis ko pri adamo asher tovi mi'artzecha asher Hashem Elokecha nosein loch. And you shall take the first of every fruit of the ground that you bring from the land, and you should bring it to Hashem. And the Torah goes on to explain that you should take a little red ribbon and put it around, and that is the mitzvah of Bikurim, giving the first fruits to the Kohen. Very famous Rashi. Rashi tells us in the beginning of Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, right in the beginning, Bereishis Bar Elokim. Rashi says, why are you using the Lashon Reishis? Why don't you just say that the Lashon is Barishona? Why are you saying Bereishis? So Rashi says, he quotes down from the Pasuk in Mishlei, Periches, Pasuk HaBez, Reishis Darko, following the ways of Hashem. And that's obviously referring to following the Torah. Then Rashi brings down the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Bez, Pasuk Gimel, Reishis Tfuasa, the beginning of the Tfua. So from this Rashi, we see very clearly that why is it called Bereishis Bara? Why was the world created? The world was created for Reishis Tfuasa. The world was created for Bikurim. And the first question, obviously, we have to ask is why is it? Why would the world be created for Bikurim? Question one. Question two. The Gemara tells us in Brachos and Av Chavav Mebeis, a very famous machlokas, whether the reason why we daven today, is it because of the Avos, is it because of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or is it because of the Karbonos? And in years past, we spoke about the very famous Netziv, trying to figure out Mariv. Mariv represents Yaakov, very famous Netziv. However, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. And he saw that the Bikurim was going to cease and it was not going to be brought to the Kohanim. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakim. Moshe Rabbeinu established that we're going to have, instead of Bikurim, we're going to have Tefillah. It's question two. What does that mean? We just said that the whole world was created for a Bikurim, which we're not sure what that means. And now we're saying that Tefillah takes the place of Bikurim. What's the correlation? What's the connection? Question two. Question three. We know the Torah goes on, and we know that this week's Parsha talks about the Toichacha, talks about the rebuke. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara tells us in Megillah, Daf Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph on the days, and Megillah. That before Rosh Hashanah, we always try to read the Toichacha. That's why before Rosh Hashanah, we always have Parshas Kisavo, and Rosh Hashanah is approaching us not so far away. And the Gemara says that we have the Klolos, because we want the Klolos to end, we want all bad things to end. But it's very interesting, because right before the Klolos and the Brachos, we read again, as we've spoken about Bikurim, and then right after that, we read about Vidui Meiser. Meiser, the Torah tells us in Perech Avav, Pasuk Yedbeis, Ki Techala La'aser Kol Meiser Tfuascha, when you're giving the 10th on the 3rd year, B'shona Shlishis, the 10th of the Levi, Shnas HaMeiser. And there's this whole thing called Vidui Meiser, you do confessions and you give over the Meiser to the Levi. And the question is, why is Bikurim and why is Vidui Meiser specifically before the Toichacha? What's that about? It's very interesting that, so my grandfather, Mr. Bloom, my father's father, Ol B'Sholom, the Yurtzeit's coming up. So he was a very big Jets fan. Baruch Hashem, we had a common denominator that we were both big Yankee fans. The whole family is big Yankee fans, but he was a very big Jets fan, and I was a very big Giants fan. And there was a famous player on the Jets called Curtis Martin. He was a running back, I think. And his number was 28. Now, why was his number 28? Because before every game, Curtis Martin would read Deuteronomy 28. What's 28? Parshas Kisavo. Again, I don't know if he knew it was Parshas Kisavo, but he would read Parshas Kisavo, because that talks about all the brachos. Again, afterwards, it talks about the clothes, but it talks about all the blessings. And in the Hall of Fame, I remember once going to the Football Hall of Fame with my family, with my father, and in the Hall of Fame is his Bible. Amazing. Why am I talking about that? I just wanted to throw in the Jets and my grandfather, but also it's this week's Parsha, 28. But again, it's related to this question, that how come the Vidui Meiser and the Bikurim is specifically before? Is there a connection? Obviously, there's a connection. Well, I wouldn't ask the question if there wasn't. But is there a connection, and what is it? So again, let's just chazer over, have it in our pockets, quick questions. Again, Bereishis Aleph Aleph, the world was created, Bereishis Tfuasa, and that's talking Bikurim. Why was the world created for Bikurim? Question two, that Moshe saw that there was going to be no Beis HaMikdash, so therefore he created, again, the Avos created the Tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesaken, he kept it going, and he had this idea of Tefillah. And the last question is, why is Vidui Meiser, the confession, giving over the Meiser to the Levi, and the idea of Bikurim, why is it found right before the Teichucha? So, there's a major Yisod that we're going to speak about, and I heard it, the shame Rav Aryeh Leibowitz, Zoyche, to listen to on YU Torah. I actually know him, he's a great guy. And he quotes Rav Gedalia Shur. Again, I didn't see this piece inside, but he quotes Rav Gedalia Shur. And Rav Gedalia Shur, who wrote this a famous sefer called Or Gedaliahu, which is Musar and Hashkafa with the Parshas, very nice sefer. And he takes three main ideas. The ideas of what tefillah is about, and then we're going to try to use these ideas, and we're going to try to answer all the questions. So we all daven, we all pray to Hashem, and tefillah, again, we could have many shiurim, what tefillah is, what it represents, but the main idea of tefillah is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything comes from Him. It's an emunah lesson. We reach out to Hashem, and we say, Hashem, you're the one in charge. Although a person has to do his shtadlus, a person needs to go and conquer and accomplish and bring confidence to the table, he has to realize that it's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We say in the Shemona Esrei, we say three times a day, we say Slach Lanu, Rifa'inu, all the different brachas. So Rav Hirsch writes beautifully, he says that the whole idea of all these 18 or 19 brachos, which we know, the shvach, praising Hashem, the hodah, the idea that Hashem has given us so much, and the idea of bakasha, reaching out to Hashem, but he says that it's an emunah lesson. It's an emunah, it's about getting your priorities straight, realizing that rifa'enu, that if a person has to show up, a person is sick, of course a person has to do a shalos, he has to go to the best doctors, and he has to figure out what's going on. But after he goes to the best doctors, he has to realize that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam doing it. And that's the trick at the end. Because a lot of times that you read earlier about Kol Kibbutz and Yodi Etachayel HaZeh, that after a person becomes accomplished and he does what he can, a lot of times he thinks it's all him. But Tefillah is the idea, it's an Emuna lesson. The Ali Shur, Revolvi, Ova Shom, your beautiful sefer called Ali Shur, Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis, talks about this at length. That if a person wants to work on his emunah, he wants to work on his faith, and the idea of the bitachon, or realizing that Hashem's in charge, so then all he needs to do is work on his tefillah. Because when a person reaches out to Hashem, he realizes that, yeah, he has to do his shabbos, he has to do what he can, but really at the end of the day, it comes down to one thing, is what is God going to do for him? Rabbeinu Yonah tells us in brachos and abeis and mebeis. We know that the Gemara tells us in brachos that there's an idea of smichas gula l'tfila. That in the Shemona Esrei, specifically of Shacharis and Mariv, we take the geula, we take the redemption, and we connect it with tfila. Ask Rabbeinu Yonah, in Brachos and Daf Beis Amud Beis, why is there a smichus? Why is there a connection between Geula l'Tefillah? So says Rabbeinu Yoina that there's an idea of Yancha Hashem b'Yom Sarah. The pasuk tells us in Tehillim, Yancha Hashem b'Yom Sarah, we call out to Hashem. Because when we take the Geula, we connect it to Tefillah. Why? Because we realize that even if we're Be'ei Sara, even if we're in a difficult time, we channel it to Hashem, realizing that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam giving to us. So again, the first idea is the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss. And I think this is the first idea, Bikurim. Bikurim represents the idea of gratitude to Hashem. We know there's a machlokes Rishonim of what is the mitzvah of Bikurim. There's an idea of hafrasha, you have to designate the first fruits. Machlokes between the Rambam and Reb Sadia going, what is the actual mitzvah? But most Rishonim believe that there's an added mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim represents the idea of Leil HaSeder, Arami Ovid Avi, that Lavan tried to destroy us, he tried to eradicate us. And the reason why we show is because even though we are in hard times, still Hashem was always with us. So Bikurim, step number one, says Rav Gedalia Shor, is that Bikurim represents the idea of Hakaras HaTov, realizing that Hashem is the boss. And that fits in beautifully to that first question. Why was the world created for Bikurim? Where is Tefillah? Because Bikurim and Tefillah are the same thing. Because Bikurim represents Hakaras HaTov, gratitude to Hashem. And so that's what Tefillah is about, where we recognize and realize that Hashem is the boss. It says in Bereishis, Parak Beis, Pasuk Hei, Ki Lo Himtir Ha'aretz. Rashi brings down from the Gemara, Chulin Daf Samach. Why did Hashem wait? Hashem is all powerful, he can do whatever he wants. So Rashi brings down from the Gemara, Chulin, that he waited for man to come into the world. We know man came into the world on the sixth day. After the sixth day, Hashem says, I'm not going to bring anything. It's not going to come to fruition until you get to the world, because I'm doing it for you, because I love you. I have a relationship with you. So the first step is this idea of gratitude. Then Rav Gedalia Shor says another idea. And he says that the Shulchan Aruch brings down beautifully that we know in the morning we have this idea of Moda Ani Lefanecha, recognizing that Hashem is in charge, that Hashem is the one all-knowing. But we know that whenever someone starts something new, there's two approaches to it, obviously. Whenever someone starts something new, is it Kol Haskolos Kashos? Is it very difficult? Or is the idea of starting something new hischadshus, the idea of renewal, and then it's amazing, and I've been waiting, even when someone goes back to school. So again, especially nowadays with Corona and all the craziness and so many camps being canceled, and again, there were camps that were started, but when a person's able to go back to school, although maybe he hates tests and he hates all the stuff, but he wants to hischadshus. But also there's an idea of kol haskolos kashos, that sometimes things are hard in the beginning. This week we started yeshiva, and we know that the Nisim Galuyim of the Ribbono Shel Olam allowing 19,000 or so Americans and overseas students to come in, and we spoke about in past shiurim, you know, the wondrous thing that Rav Moshe Hillel Hirsch, the Rosh Yeshiva of Slobodka, Baruch Hashem, I was lucky to take many of my shiurim to hear. He's American from Chicago, one of the Gedolim in Bnei Brak, and he told all the yeshivas, all the seminaries, everything to get together. And there was groups of, I think, 190 seminaries. They all came together, a coalition together, and they got all the students over. Unbelievable. If it happened a week later, Professor Gamzu came in, he said, no, we can't let people in. The rates are going up, and the rates are going up. The corona's going up. We can't let them in. But it was passed already with the help of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And God willing, the skies are going to open. We have to just daven hard. However, I'm in quarantine, and the students are in quarantine, and I'm doing Zoom, and there's a lot of great things about Zoom, and there's a lot of things that are not so great about Zoom. We could have a whole shiur just on that. I actually got an interesting question from a student. He started dating a girl through Zoom, and he wasn't sure what to do, and it was going okay, but she was in Israel, and he was in America, and he asked me, should he bring her over? But he was nervous. Although there is quarantine in America, it's not the same quarantine in Israel. You're really stuck in your room. He's afraid that if it's not going to work out, she's going to have to go back to Israel. It's very expensive, a ticket anyways. She's an Israeli citizen. And then she's going to have to be stuck in quarantine for 2 weeks. He wasn't sure. So I told him to wait it out a little and try another Zoom or two. And okay, he realized it wasn't for him. He didn't think it was for him. So he was able to end it and he didn't have to feel bad. But I had an awesome experience. One of the first days I was giving cheer on Zoom. Again, once you learn how to do it with all this computer stuff, once you learn how to do it, it's not so hard, but you have to just jump in, can't be afraid. Giving myself some listener. So, crazy. It was 11:45. I was about to give cheer literally in 5 minutes. And I live in a town, Givat Zev, a little outside Yerushalayim. And all of a sudden, the whole electricity of the whole town went out. So I'm like, what's going to happen? It's like one of the first days of Zoom. And I was learning, they have these breakout rooms, you can learn with chavrusas. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. I really hope no one from the administration comes on to my Zoom call that I'm not going to be there. It's one of the first days. And call us, but I need, they're learning well. And it's one of the first days. What am I supposed to do? There's no electricity. There's no internet. There's no nothing. So with Siyata Deshmaya, I asked a lot of my Bokrim to send me over in the Yisrael Bloom email, which some of you see sometimes, or you click it off, whatever. But the Yisrael Bloom email, and I asked them to send me their number. Now right on the screen, even though there was no internet, I still had on the screen, I had a number of one of my Talmidim, Yaakov Jacobowitz, and I had his number, so I call him up, and I say, listen Yaakov, I have no electricity, I can't even make up this excuse, I have no electricity, I don't know what to do. And I decided we're going to try to, I'm going to give through my phone, to Yaakov's phone, on Zoom, a phone to Zoom, one of the first days of Shir. And I wasn't sure, and I just was reading the Gemara, we're learning Shabbos, Ayin Gimel, the 39 Malachas, and I was getting into it over the phone, but again, I don't know. And then literally for 3 minutes, the electricity went on, and my kids were in the background, which I've spoken about before. Whenever something goes wrong, I learned from one of my rabbis, Rav Rizak, that you just keep on saying, Shakol Ni'avero, you really mean it, that Hashem runs the world. We think we're in charge, you just sing. He had a whole song, and my kids were singing, it was awesome. And you're singing Shakol, Shakol Ni'avero, and electricity went on. And I got back onto Zoom, and there were like 11 guys there. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they were listening. And then obviously it went off again, and I called Yaakov again. And I had a lot of cars that told to Yaakov working it, and it was amazing. And they were there. And Kolas Chalos Koshos, because there's difficulty, comes along with Gedalia Shur, and he says, you know what the idea of Bikurim is? Bikurim represents first. You know what Tefillah represents? Tefillah represents waking up in the morning and saying, Moda'ani, Hashem, you gave me another day, another ability for greatness. Right after Moda'ani, the Shulchan Aruch says you should go right into Tefillah. You get take care of what you need to take care of, and then you daven, because you start off the day. Because if you start off the day with Kedusha, I have a Rebbe that always tells me, you start the day with Kedusha, and you end with Kedusha. 2 minutes before you go to sleep, learn something. Say a Perek Tehillim. Start the day, book note it. Start the day with Kedusha, and end with Kedusha. So that's the second idea, the idea of starting things the right way. And that's a connection between Tefillah and Bikurim. The third idea, why do we have Vidui Meiser and Bikurim? What's the idea? Why do we have Vidui Meiser and Bikurim before the Teichacha? So if you look carefully in the Pesukim, by the Vidui Meiser, there's an idea of saying something after also. And if you look in the Pesukim, it says in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Asher Sivitanu Lo Avarti Mitzvosecha Velo Shachakti. You go and you bring the Meiser, and you say this idea that I did what I needed to do, I have not transgressed any of your commands, I have not forgotten. There's an idea which we've spoken about many times before, that again, we're talking about the Bikurim. Bikurim represents the idea of the Emunah, like we said in that first idea, and the idea of the Vidui Meiser represents of actually doing the mitzvos. We show Hashem that it's not just enough for the Emunah. We show Hashem that we want to perform, we want to do. And that's what Bikurim represents also. Bikurim represents that we say the Emunah, Arami Ovid Avi, he wanted to destroy us. However, we also go and do the Vidui Meiser, we show that we perform the mitzvos. And then right at the end of the Teichacha, one of the most famous psukim, Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Mem Zayin, Tachas Asher Alo Avati Etzer Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tu Levov. The idea that we developed Hashem, we have an avoda, we dive into Hashem B'Simcha, with happiness. Says a Heliger Rambam. The Rambam says in Parches, very famous Rambam, Malacha Tesvav, Hilchas Lulav, when he's talking about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he says, what is the whole idea? What's the whole idea of Simcha? What is Simcha? What does happiness mean? So he says, you know what it means? It means being Lifnei Hashem, and he goes into the idea of doing the mitzvahs b'simcha. It says in Tehillim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Gilu Birodo, that on the one hand we have fear, there is Yiras Hashem, but really it's the Avas Hashem. It's doing things because you want to build a relationship with Hashem. So you have this idea, the one idea of the Emunah, of the Bikurim, of the Avodah, and the Bikurim, the Emunah, but also the Vidoy Meiser of doing the mitzvos. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, famous in the Tshuva, very famous Tshuva, he doesn't understand, how is it possible you have generations of people who were Mosen Nefesh for Shabbos? How did their children go off? So Moshe Feinstein writes this in different places, many tshuvas. He says, because even when they were keeping Shabbos, they came, they said, oh, I'm losing my job. Oh, I'm losing my job. So the kids saw that. They didn't see the simcha. Rav Asher Weiss writes, beautiful in his Parsha Sefer, he says, simcha is not just enough and outside. You have to bring it into your life. Rav Yaakov Yosef Herman lived in that time that most people, there weren't so many people that were Shomer Shabbos, and he lived. He wrote a famous, his daughter wrote a famous book, Ruchama Shein, All for the Boss. My mother, give a shout out to my mother, right? She started reading it with the grandchildren and having questions on Zoom, and my daughters are reading it and reviewing it, and we started reading All for the Boss, and now we're continuing it, and my mother gave us a bunch of copies at my daughter Rivka's Bat Mitzvah, All for the Boss, because he lived. Rav Yaakov Yosef Herman lived. Telling you, it's a book, you start, pick it up, you can't put it down. It's unbelievable. He lived with Hashem. He lived with Rav Moshe, said, B'simcha, and it was a hard time. But he lived, and he created Jenner. Scheinberg was his son-in-law, and Gedolei Gedolim, he had Gedolim at his Shabbos table, and amazing. But he lived B'simcha. And that's what the idea is. The idea of why do we do it right before the Teichecha, right before Rosh Hashanah. So I think it's the idea like this. Because Bikurim and Vidoy Meiser is the idea of doing the mitzvahs. The idea of the Emunah of Bikurim. The idea of Haskalos. It could be hard, but you try to bring it in. Because Hashem is with us at Rabbeinu Yonah. But Hashem loves us. Hashem, he wants to build that relationship with Him. That's what He wants. But He wants us to reach out. As we often quote the famous Rav Levi Barditchev, right, one of my ancestors. My Bamzer, my grandfather, of Shom, used to always quote this Rav Levi Barditchev, and he's my ancestor. So he said that if you look in the Torah, it says Pesach. In the Torah, it says Chag Hamas. But when we refer to Pesach, we say, how was your Pesach, not how was your Chag Hamas. So it says Rav Levi Barditchev, why is that? Because Pesach represents the idea of what Hashem did for us. He showed mercy, Rashi says. Pesach means mercy, and He jumped over the houses. And in the Torah, it's Chag HaMatzos. We show Hashem what we did for Him. This dual relationship. The yeshiva started learning Masechet Sukkah in the afternoon. Shabbos in the morning, Sukkah in the afternoon. The great Aruch Liner says, why do you start the Masechet talking about how high a Sukkah is? If you look in the Torah says that it talks about the Dalad Minim. We know the two famous mitzvahs of Sukkah is Dalad Minim and Sukkah. Start with the Torah. Says the Aruch Liner, the great Aruch Liner. Says that because in Torah Shebaal Peh, we start how Hashem hovered over us. Rashi writes all over the place, Beis Amin Aleph, Beis Amin Beis, Dalet Amin Aleph, that the whole idea of Sukkah is Anani HaKavod, the idea of Hashem hovering over us. And the idea of Pri Eitz Hadar is what we bring. That's in the Torah first. We show Hashem, we're for you and you're for us. And we're right, we're still in El. Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. And we have this beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have the opportunity to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We know that the Bikurim, on the one hand, represent, we know that Bikurim, that there was idea of bowing down. The Gemara Brachos says that why do you bow down? What's the whole idea of bowing down? Because shiftless, you're showing that you're being humble, you're showing humility, that Hashem is before us. He's the one running the show. But at the same time, we know that the Mishnayos in Bikurim say very clearly that there was an idea of a parade. There was an idea. That's why whenever you go to a chasana, you stand up for a chasan and kala. So again, one idea that the chasan and kala, or a melech and a malka, maybe that's part of it. Maybe another idea that the reason why you're standing up, the Bar Tanur brings down in the Mishnayos and Bikurim, that when they would bring the Bikurim, they would stand up because they're doing a mitzvah. And so too, when a chasan and kala are walking down the aisle, they're going to perform. Again, as Machlokes we've shown him, is Kedushin a mitzvah or not? The Rambam, come on, Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph, okay. But still, they're going to go to build a house together. They're doing a mitzvah. So what is it? On the one hand, you're telling me shiftless, being humble. But on the other hand, you're telling me a parade. Right? I remember going to the Yankee parades, right? Give a shout out to my good friend Elon. He's had a birthday. My good friend Elon. We used to go to the Yankee parades together when the Yankees won the World Series. And I went with my dad. Right? Give a shout out to Elon. So, what is it? Is it the parade? Or is it being humble? I don't think they're a contradiction at all. Because the parade shows that we're doing the mitzvahs b'simcha. We love Hashem. Like that Ramayisha, we gotta do it b'simcha. We gotta really feel it with mitzvahs as much as we can. We have to feel that connection that Hashem is guiding us. And then afterwards, we take a step back and we have shiflus. That's what tefillah is about. Tefillah is about working on ourselves, working on the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Realizing He's there for us. Obviously, we have to put our best foot forward. Start it off the day, Moda Ani, Tefillah. Realize, wow, how lucky we are. Right? My Uncle Gedalia, often quoting, give him shout-outs, Uncle Gedalia, still working on the Tefillah. My father working on their Tefillah. Everyone working on their Tefillah together. And that's the Yesod. The Yesod is that we have davening. We have this opportunity. Elul, as we tell, is an opportunity. It's Gilu Birada. There is a pachad. We don't know what's going to be this year. Who would ever thought last year what was going to be going on in this world? If you told me that there's going to be, that's if you're going to tell me there's going to be boys locked up in their rooms, and but they're in Israel, which is mamish chesed of Hashem, I would have said no way. So there's a pachad. There's a yira, but also there's a simcha. There's a simcha to get closer to Hashem. Let us bring the mitzvah Bikurim. Let us realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. The idea of tefillah, let's bring Parshas Kisavo, let's bring it into our lives. Let's build this beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's enhance our tefillah, enhance our avodah. Realize how lucky and how fortunate we are. And everyone should have an amazing, amazing, amazing Shabbos.